welcome back to another episode of Kane Collects. As always, appreciate you guys downloading, following, listening. And you guys know the drill. You can download it in Odyssey, Google Play, Amazon Music, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Definitely appreciate all the downloads and follows. This week's guest, I'm going to get right to it, is Mike at Jawbreakers Cards. It's located in downtown Utica. Mike, thanks for joining me, man.
Thanks for having me, Kane. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's been, I've talked to you actually a few months ago, even longer than I feel like it. We talked about getting you on and everything. And, you're busy, I'm busy. I got people that, want to come on the podcast. So it gets tough, but I'm glad I finally got you on, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I know. It's been hectic few months.
And plus, you and I, we got families and stuff and taking trips and things like that, So it gets in the way of, cards, right?
Kids first, then the shop next.
Yeah, exactly. Before we get to it, though, let people know exactly where you're located and your phone number and hours you're open.
We are in downtown Utica, next door to the Locker Room Bar, right in the intersection, right in the little downtown street of Auburn. We are open Monday, all 7 days, noon to 8. And the shop to the phone number to the shop is, hold on, we got two of them.
No worries, man. Look it up. I want people to get the right phone number.
the right phone number. Because we have a cell phone shop number, and then we have the actual landline. I like the cell phone idea because when people want to sell us cards, instead of coming driving 30, 40 minutes, they'll just send us a video of what they got and save them a trip sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The shop number is 586-799-7222. Should be easy to remember.
So if you had any questions about what product they have to carry or just, like you said, like maybe you're looking to sell something to them or whatever, that's the phone number. Give them a call. And they're open 7 days a week. Stop on by. They got singles. I've been in there a few times, obviously. They got singles. They got sealed wax. They got – and TCG. I want to get to that right now quickly, too. You guys are like Lorcana, One Piece, Magic, all that stuff. I'm not super educated on all that stuff, but I know it's very popular, and I know you guys do very well. You guys hold tournaments. You guys sell Pokemon. You guys sell all that stuff. Can you tell the listeners about that and what's going on at Jawbreakers?
So we were, when we first opened up, we were heavily sports, and now we're kind of switching to more TCG than sports. It's probably a lot more affordable for everybody, and it's actually fun to play. I never played until I started learning about it, and now I enjoy playing tournaments every day. It's hard to learn all the games, but you pick a couple games you like, and collecting the cards, playing the cards, it's fun. So every day we got different tournaments. Different crowd every day.
And I think it's good for shops to diversify. Me and you, we love sports cards first and foremost, but as an owner, you also have to, pay rent and pay the bills, and you want to keep customers happy. And if there's a market for that, I see other shops doing it too, where they open it up and where they started sports, and then they had to diversify and they saw like, hey, there's this other market and other customer base that really enjoys it. And you yourself, you said you've learned and it's fun to play. Like, you can do both.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I never thought I'd play TCG games ever. Then I started watching everybody play, enjoying themselves. I said, you know what? Let me give it a try like 8 months ago. And now I'm building my own decks and can't wait for people to walk in just to play.
That's awesome. And
it actually became fun to play.
That's awesome. So you guys hold weekly, monthly tournaments. Can you tell people like when you have those and what that's about?
So we got daily tournaments for every day is a different game. It's hard. That's hard to even have every single game. There's not enough days in the week to host all the tournaments or all the games. So try to do two different types every day. So Mondays would be Dragon Ball and the new Star Wars Unlimited that's been taken off very, very quite well. Tuesdays, today is Flesh and Blood. Wednesdays is One Piece, which has went through the roof. And Disney Lorcana is our best night on Thursdays. And Friday's Shadowverse. And Saturday, Sunday is more of a host tournaments. Try to hold like 60 people in there when we can for the tournaments, championship nights.
So if you want to know when they're having certain tournaments and things like that, call the phone number or go to, I know you guys are on Facebook and Instagram, Jawbreaker Cards, right? Look you guys up. And
yeah, Jawbreakers Card Shop on Facebook, Instagram. And you got our website is www.jawbreakers.cards. It has all the links to our social media, our Discord, and we stream sports on whatnot also.
Yeah, so they got it all. So like I said, to hit up their socials or give them a phone call to figure out or know exactly when and what time those are going on. And I don't know if I have time, but I barely have time for sports cards, to be honest with you, Mike, right now with the full-time job, the kids and doing this. But I do want to learn more about it because you said earlier, it is going crazy. One Piece, I've talked to other dealers where they're like, this stuff, I can't keep it, you know, on in my showcase or on shelves or whatever. I mean, it's kind of crazy how all this is just, there's so much, you know, people, so much interest in it.
Well, yes, One Piece has taken off. I think ever since they came out with that Netflix, the live action has really made the game go off, I think. And we can't keep product in stock at the store, and it sucks. We have to hold some for our soul. To sell it at the right price at $5.99 a pack, what it should be, we try to hold it just for the guys that come in weekly to play the tournaments. And once we sell out, it sucks because they don't give us enough, and then we have to buy outside secondary, distributors, yeah, secondary, maybe even like after secondary, whatever word is for that. And then we end up paying $8-9 a pack. And it sucks that I don't want to put it in the shop because I have to sell it for $12-13. And then people instantly think we're scalping it in our own shop. But I try to explain, we're buying third party, basically. Yeah. Uh-huh. And it sucks because we can't get enough supply from the distributors.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I guess that's a good and bad about being so popular, right?
It's bad for business because the people that actually want to play and enjoy the game can't get the cards. And the guys that are just trying to hit the big cards are buying everything up with robots and killing the pricing and making it too expensive. It's basically just what's going on with sports too.
Yeah. And let's get into sports cards a little bit, man. You know, the draft is coming up, basketball playoffs are coming up. What's been hot for, what have you noticed, you know, Mike, that's been hot, and what do you think people should be focusing on? Baseball season started, of course.
So I used to collect mainly football, but it just got, even as an owner, just got too expensive. And buying the boxes just get too expensive, so I kind of got into baseball. Baseball's a lot cheaper, and actually it's a lot fun.
What I noticed about baseball, and baseball is what started the hobby, to be honest with you, way back in the days, baseball cards, you know, Mickey Mantle, mm-hmm. Holmes, Wagner's, whatever. But like what the cool thing about baseball is, I think I agree. Obviously, you and I see the prices. It's more affordable overall. And there's a ton of prospecting. If you enjoy that, I mean, the prospect is endless, and it may take a few years for guys, but you could still collect those, you know?
Exactly. It's a lot more affordable than probably football, but the prospect hunting has become fun for me. Now I'm actually looking into prospects and trying to have fun with that stuff. So I've been enjoying ripping baseball lately.
Nice. And I know some baseball products have just come out. And then what do you think about the MLB debut patch? And now that's not affordable, but what do you think about that? It's just getting interest in the hobby.
The debut patches are sweet. I like that. I've never hit one yet, but it's fun.
Even the worst player is like almost $1,000 a card, right? Because they're one-on-ones, yeah, they're like $700, $500 and up.
I think so. I think it's the patch from the first debut, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun, but it's only fun if we hit one, right?
Don't go chasing people, man. You could go broke that way. So
yeah, we've chased before.
I think the Jackson Holiday one is going to go for six figures or something crazy like that.
Jackson Holiday, and what's his, the guy from Texas?
Wyatt Langford?
Wyatt Langford.
Yeah.
It's fun. Just like last year, everybody was looking for the Ellie cards, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this year, it's always a new chase.
Yeah, and that's cool.
And what's good is Topps has kept the rights for baseball for a long time. So autos are everywhere. Not like with what's going on with basketball, football. Driving everybody crazy.
Yeah, like the two biggest guys, Wemby and Stroud, you can't get autos for them.
No autos.
Uniforms, you know, so.
Yeah.
Which is too bad. I mean, But their other cards are still worth a ton of money. Everyone knows this by now. How have you seen, like, what are your thoughts on that? Just like, hey, you know, Stroud and Wemby, the biggest guys in their sport, and you can't get autos.
I think it's pretty dumb. Because, like, right now, what's coming out? Say Origins just came out for basketball. 7 cards, 3 autos in the box, right? Per box, 7 cards. Basically, 3 of the 7 cards, you're already dead. You already know you can't get a picture out of those 3 cards. So what are you paying $600 a box for? You already know 3 cards are dead.
Oh, man.
So it doesn't make sense.
It's getting crazy.
Someone that wants to try to hit this card.
What was the product? Well, did Flawless just come out? Was it Flawless or?
Flawless basketball came out, I think, like a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago.
I mean, your average collector can't buy this stuff. I mean, you're, you know.
No. What are you going to do? Buy a case worth $12,000 and brick. Do what I'm buying Piston cards on eBay for pennies for Flawless. I would just buy personal cards on eBay for the team you like.
So do you notice that, speaking of local guys, Pistons and whatnot, the Lions, like, have people been buying a ton of Lions cards since they're good now? And they got a lot of good young players too.
Oh yeah. Well, Lions cards always sold, even though when we did bad, they still sold because it's our hometown. But now with what's going on, yeah, they're buying every card possible.
I think I went in there a while ago and you were like, I can't keep them in stock. Like, people would just come in, and I don't know if it's whatnot, people are repackers, whatever, but you're like, they were just cleaning you out, huh? Like, anything.
Everybody, yeah. They're kids are buying only look for Lion cards. It's crazy. So we switched up the showcases where we fill it up with all our home team players. No more I just put everything in the showcases. Now I just make it strictly Lions, Pistons, Tigers, and then always have, like, the top quarterbacks, though.
So, I mean, you mentioned earlier you like football. You used to collect football mainly. Are you still into football? Or are you? I mean, what's your game plan now when Mike collects? You know,
Mahomes, Mahomes only.
That's my safe guy.
That's my safeguard right there, Mahomes. I don't know. I like collecting Mahomes. And I collect some Lion cards.
Before, though, when we spoke also in the shop, you kind of like to rip, right? I don't know. Are you still into that? Or are you like, hey, man, this is getting too crazy now? I know you like to rip, man. It was fun for you. It was part of, like, there's a fun factor. You know, you're losing money. You can also hit big, too. But there is a fun factor of not knowing what you can get, you know?
So I still love to rip. But I only rip so I like downtowns and kabooms. I like the way they look. I like chasing downtowns and kabooms. So I'll still rip those. And then for the prism, I like 3 products. The Absolute and Prism is my favorite product to rip. And then downtowns is what, the Optics?
Uh-huh.
I like that. That's what I like to collect, is downtowns, kabooms, and Prism cards.
Well, dude, you're part of the reason why those things are so expensive, man. You and everybody else.
Yeah. I don't know. Those are my favorite things to rip. I still do it here and there. And then my son is getting into it, so he likes to open packs.
Do you find it weird that, like, even if, like, you know, there's even other cards that are more ultra rare or harder to pull aren't worth as much as those cards? It's because people like the look of them or just want them or desire. They're more desirable. It's almost sometimes it's not even about how hard a card is. Like, a case hit might not even be worth a lot, depending on what product it is.
I never understood why the case hit is worth pennies sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I don't get either, right?
Yeah, I don't know about it. I don't know why it's like that.
Like, there's I see case hits that are like $10. I'm like $15. Like, for, do we get one per case? How can that be?
I know. It's crazy. I don't know. It's crazy. Yeah, you get what? Flawless is what, 12,000? Best card you can hit is what? Probably hard to hit. And
yeah, like a shield or something. Or
yeah, that's what, 1 every 10 cases.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Wax keeps going up, singles keep going down. I'm confused.
Yeah, make it make sense, man. Make it make sense. That's why I've always been a big believer. I buy singles, you know, personally. But there is a part of me that I will buy, of course, wax every now and then just to have fun. You know, I don't go crazy, though. I'll get, like, you know, prism come. I've opened up like, literally 1 mega box of Prism this year. I got pulled 2 Anthony Richardson. So I was like, oh my God, lucky.
Oh, no way.
And then I'll open up some hangers. I got 2 hangers. I got lucky, found them sitting in a Walmart. I was like, all right, I'll grab these, and you can actually pull gold the numbers out of those. So,
yeah,
you know, like I'll rip a little bit of each product, but mostly I go by singles. Cause it's just a safer, smarter investment for me. You know I will never be able to hit that huge card that people hit, but the odds are so much against you, you know.
Smart way, singles. Degenerate way, open boxes.
But it used to be fun because it was affordable. Now I can't afford it anymore.
I mean, yeah, you can't afford it. Now mega boxes of basketball is going for over $100. And Wemby. You got to rip like 10 of them just to pull a Wemby. It's sick.
And the base, if the base is going for 100, but when the mega box is 100, I mean,
and you can, and it's not like you're gonna hit a base every box.
Exactly. No, definitely not. Definitely not.
No, you're not gonna hit a base every box. I wish you would.
Do you still have some sealed wax back there? I know you had some pretty cool sealed wax that you hadn't opened yet. Like for you personally, yes. I'm saying, you know,
personally, like, no, I kind of got rid of. I'm holding a lot of older Pokemon and TCG wax.
Uh-huh.
Be honest. So I don't know if this makes sense, but I say Charizard can't tear his ACL, right? That's how I look at it.
That's a great thought.
A Pikachu cannot get hurt and be on injured reserve. So started saving older whack, older TCG products.
I mean, can Pikachu be arrested for domestic violence?
Exactly. So I don't see their values going down, to be honest with you. So I just started getting into collecting more TCG.
I love it. I love it, man.
I still have fun opening new boxes, new releases, but I've just been collecting more more Pokemon and other TCG games.
That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, Charizard can't pull a Wander Franco, right? And he'd be caught with an underage girl.
Exactly. You know? So I think that's the safest bet. You know what? And it's affordable.
Mike, you might have switched me, man. I'm coming in. I'm looking for some TCG, man. I need to invest.
No, for real. Doesn't that make sense? A Charizard cannot tear his ACL. Because people say, oh, I want to get into collecting cards. What should I go to? I tell them, go to TCG.
Mike, though, but when I look at a pack of Pokemon, like I've been in there before, and you got some knowledgeable people working for you, and they've tried to help me and explain to me. Do me open up a pack. I'm looking at, like, I don't even know what the heck I'm looking at. I have no idea what I'm looking for. What, you know what I mean? Like,
I was the same way until I actually started putting. So I used to just control sports here, and then my manager controlled TCG side. But then I just started learning TCG, and now I just went. I started doing homework on it, and it's actually fun when they pull these cards. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So, and then my son collects Pokemon. He's only 4, so he has fun opening packs. So I start learning all the cards, and it's about a quarter of the cost of sports boxes. So it makes it affordable to open up 100 packs a day, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, exactly.
And the return is not bad, actually. It's pretty safe.
It is?
Yeah, I think so. You're not going to pull a card that's worth 10 grand. But you know, you could open a box for $50 and it could be worth 200.
Is there high end TCG, like, you know, how Flawless, Immaculate, National Treasure? Like, is there anything like that for the that side of collecting?
The older stuff there is, but like right now is Elsa from Lorcana. That's the chase. I pulled one the other day for a customer. No,
but the Lorcana is that expensive to buy? Like, I see it everywhere. Yeah, you know.
No, I see it everywhere. But the first chapter, the first set. It's been like going up in prices. So we did a stream the other day, did a first chapter stream, and the first 2 packs that I sold, the guy pulled the Elsa. Can't go wrong. $50 pulled a, I think like $1,800 card now.
Uh huh.
Not bad. Elsa's the chase. We're chasing Elsa's instead of Wimby right now.
Hey, man, like you said, Elsa can't pull her ACL, right? I mean, she's 1,800. That's a huge card, man. Jeez.
Yeah.
Do they have numbered cards or is it?
They don't. But it wouldn't shock me if they released a set that has that has numbered cards. Just like Magic's doing. I think Magic started doing numbered cards too now. So like that Lord of the Rings, they made a one-on-one and serialized. I wouldn't be shocked if Lorcana starts doing the same thing in the future.
Did you say that was on a break that got pulled?
Yeah.
Were you doing that on Whatnot, or is it like
on Whatnot.
Wow. So yeah. So how's that going for you, man? So you sell on Whatnot, and so how's that work? For people that don't know how that works, can you explain the concept to them real quick, you know?
So we do team breaks for on Whatnot for sports. But it's kind of hard to sell team breaks for basketball right now because everyone's just chasing San Antonio. So we kind of just stick to baseball breaks really on Whatnot. Sometimes I'll dabble with like Marvel or Lorcana when I'm bored and have nothing to do.
So
but we slow down on breaks. We're just strictly doing release days now for baseball.
So, I mean, let people know what a break is, though, and how to, like, what you do on Whatnot, like, for people that don't know or never gotten on to, like,
So we sell the teams. So if you got, like, what's your favorite team?
Yeah, let's say I want the Pistons, right?
The Pistons will have a breakdown of what each team costs, depending on what type of boxes we're going to open, and we just divide it the way we think it's a fair price. And you just buy the Pistons, and then when after all the teams sell, we just open the boxes. Whatever card is on for the team you picked, you'll get it. We'll ship those out to you. So you get all the Piston cards.
Every single Piston I get, right? Whether it's one card, whether it's 10 cards or zero cards, basically. Right? It's
yeah. Unfortunately, sometimes people get zero cards.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of, we just ship them out like a retail pack. It sucks, but there's nothing I can do about it. It happens.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's happened to me plenty of times.
Yeah.
So it happens.
It's another form of gambling-ish.
Right? Yeah, just because you got the Pistons doesn't mean there's going to be a Pistons card in there.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that is so they say it's cheaper to do breaks, but sometimes you get nothing. But if you buy your own box, at least you get all the cards in the box.
Yeah. But
prices make a big difference.
So you've had some big pulls in shop, though, haven't you? Like, what are some of the bigger pulls you've had?
Well, the biggest pull we had in the shop, I would say, would be when Hasbulla was hot. That kind of put us on the map for UFC.
Uh-huh.
When we made it on a few Instagrams, like those guys that do the top 10.
Yeah.
The week. I forgot whose guys we were, but. We pulled a Hasbulla. We're streaming on Whatnot on a UFC release day, and we pulled a Hasbulla gold to 3. The guy bought the pack for, I think, $30. I want to say 30. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah.
First pack, gold Hasbulla to 3. Within 4 hours, the guy sold it for like 25K.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that was the biggest card we pulled in the shop.
Crazy. And was that was a live stream or was that
that was a live stream.
Wow. I mean,
I think we might have it in our, we should have the video on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Of us pulling it. And then after that would be, what do we pull? I think a Brock Purdy to 5 green shimmer.
Oh, nice.
That was a good one too. So all our nice pulls basically come from Whatnot.
Uh huh. And that's cool. I mean, it's recorded. It's live.
Everything's recorded. Yeah. We got video clips that we posted on our Instagram. So a lot of our pools that we pull are all listed on Whatnot. I mean, on our Instagram.
That's pretty cool, so man.
It makes it fun.
That is fun. I mean, even if you're pulling it for a customer, but that you get to actually, your breakers get to rip the pack and, you know, have it in their hands and see it.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy streaming on Whatnot because I get to open all these packs and it doesn't cost me anything.
Yeah.
And I still have the same enjoyment as opening them.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. And then sometimes, you know, a guy has $100 left to his name and he buys a break, and sometimes you get him a card for $3,000 and it makes his day.
No,
it's
man.
It's happened plenty of times.
Yeah. I mean, that's why people do it, I guess, right? And it's not something I've ever done. I don't know if I ever will personally, but because I'm so much into singles anyways. But and I personally, this is me, I like opening up packs. You know, I like me, you know, feeling the pack in my hand, opening and ripping it. Yeah.
It is fun, but when you do it for a living, when you're opening 200-300 packs a day, sometimes it's like feels good to just sit back and watch somebody else open them. especially when it comes to what just came out. Like when Bowman comes out, it's so much paper. I don't like Rip or Heritage just came out.
Yeah.
There's so much bulk in there. Like, I hate opening those packs now.
Because it's just, you know, a lot of cards just aren't worth anything. It just.
It's not worth it. It's just a lot of cards you skip through.
That's what I mean.
You're looking for the main. Yeah, you're looking for the main cards. Skip through, and then we still ship all your bulk too. So to sort 400 cards is kind of a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen with the new class of quarterbacks coming out here with the collecting wise? I mean, this is supposed to be a top heavy, like four or five quarterbacks in the first round.
It's good. I think it's good for us.
Well, yeah.
For the card shops, we need quarterbacks because that's basically what everyone's chasing, right?
Yep.
Is the quarterbacks. I don't think anything's going to beat the 2020 class. I'll be honest with you.
That's a crazy class. Even the product, yeah, the sealed product is still selling for a ton. Right, if you have
it's still selling for a ton, but realistically, it's probably the best class right now.
I mean, you got Burrow, Herbert, Tua, Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, right?
Yeah, yep. Kyle Trask didn't do anything, right? He was 2022.
I don't know if he was in 2020, but I mean, those quarterbacks are named off right there.
Those guys right there, they're still playing great, and they're still selling. Looking forward to. We need Herbert to blow up.
I know he's the one who seems like he might have the most overall talent, just can't win, like can't do like advance.
Yeah, hopefully Jim does something because I got a lot of Herbert cards I gotta get. I need to go up.
What was it say? What about 90s wax? I know you know that I enjoy, the listeners know I enjoy a lot of 90s stuff. I love the 90s. I know it was a junk wax era, but there are certain like cards and inserts that are worth a ton, and you know on PC Michael Jordan, so his stuff is always worth a lot. But like, do you have any 90s sealed wax available or in your PC or in the shop that I can come by and take a look at?
I had some boxes of I think it was 90. I think remember I had those 96
Kobe. You let me take a look at some of the really good stuff you had. I remember that.
Yeah, but I ended up selling them all. I have a friend that streams on Whatnot, and he always rips open the 90s packs. So he was looking for some, and I ended up sending them to him, and he ripped them.
Really?
We're chasing Kobe rookies. I like opening some of those sometimes because I actually know those players. It's hard to keep up with the NBA right now with all these players. I don't know half of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's weird because Wemby is breaking the mold because, you know, the big man never got any love in the hobby.
No.
But he's like a big man that plays like a guard. So that's probably the huge difference there.
Yeah. Well, I'm more into football now. I'll be honest with you.
Are you a quarterback only guy?
No. I like collecting certain ones, certain people. I've been collecting a lot of JMO right now. I just bought a nice downtown of him.
Graded or raw?
Graded, a gold downtown. It was a PSA 9.
Do you guys do group submissions or anything, or you guys just stay out of
it? We do group submissions. We do it with TNT grading. I think they're out in.
Yeah, I've had them on the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. So I send everything to them. They're great. They're great and easy to work with. So we take all the cards from our customers, package them all, ship it out to Tyler at TNT. And honestly, when he says 60 days, you get it back at like 30, 35. It's pretty sweet. He made my life a lot easier ever since we started working together.
Nice. Yeah, those guys do a really good job. They have been, and they prep too, and
they give you honest opinion. When you send cards to them, they'll tell you, hey, do not grade this. It's not going to even get you a 9. So instead of just knowing he can make money off of us just sending the cards, they'll send them back and say, hey, it's not. You're going to lose money for no reason. So he actually helps out too, which I like.
That's cool. That's awesome.
He just doesn't want to take your money. He actually helps us out. Says, hey, don't waste your time. It's not going to get you close to a 9.
Well, cool. That helps a lot, man. Shoot.
Save some money there.
Yeah, I mean, for me, for grading wise, I understand the point of it. You know what I mean? But like, there's an investment issue. There's also an authentication issue with some other older cards. The new modern stuff, everyone's just trying to make money, and it seems like it's a little bit harder now. Like, almost things almost have to gem mint to even like make some money. So it's
Yeah, because what is I feel like now when you try to sell a card, we basically they're saying a PSA 9 is a raw card now, raw
That's
value.
crazy to me. That's crazy.
It doesn't, and it's crazy. I don't know.
Because they think it might 10. I don't know, you know, like that's.
Yeah, they're just saying basically when people try to buy cards here, they say, "Oh, PSA 9 doesn't mean anything anymore. It should just be raw value." I say, "Yeah, but we got to pay to grade them."
Yeah, exactly. And it's encapsulated too, by the way. It's protected, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I would say like what PSA
I would say 8 or
7, 8,
7, you know. Yeah,
7
like
or 8
that.
should be like a
Yeah.
raw price
Yep.
card,
Yep.
but not a 9. A 9 is, I don't know. If that's the case, we should just go to
Dude,
Beck and get
that's
the
wrong.
9 and a half.
Trust me, for like this maybe with modern and ultra modern, but it isn't for like the Jordan market. If you have a 9, there's a totally different price from a raw and a 9, unless it's a super
Yeah.
rare card, okay? So that's why I personally like where I'm at in collecting. So I feel like it's easier. It's you know where you stand on a lot of things. But the ultra
Have I
modern
ever
is kind of
showed you? I've
crazy.
ever showed you my friend's Jordan collection?
No, I don't think so. Does he live in Michigan?
No. He sent me a video. I have to show it to you. He's got the craziest, not the super expensive Jordans, but basically he's got every insert you could possibly think of for Jordan from
That's where it's
every
at, man.
year.
That's
He's
where
got
it's at.
about 30, 40,000 Jordan cards. It's crazy.
Dude,
And
they made so many of them. I
perfect
don't doubt
condition.
it.
Perfect condition. It's crazy.
Well, that's where, I mean, the value can really go up. So
Yeah.
before I let you go, man, I want to say one more thing. It's called Jawbreakers for a couple reasons. You don't just sell cards, actually. You sell something else. Let the people know what else you sell in the shop, man.
We sell candy. We
Yeah.
had the exotic candy and stuff from all
Drinks
over the
and candies,
country.
right?
Drinks and candy. I mean, people stay here for hours, so they might as well get drinks and candy. And the name Jawbreakers came. Jawbreakers because of the candy, and then we're breakers. So I just figured one word means two different things.
No,
So we
absolutely,
just stuck with Jawbreakers.
but it's not just candy, people. It's like you said, like exotic candy, like Japanese candy, or right, like
Japanese, European candy, candies from everywhere, and
yeah, so
drinks
it's.
also.
Yeah, it's not just like a Kit Kat. It's like something like you know, something different, like you
Yeah,
know,
it's pistachio Kit Kat or
kimchi Kit Kat. I don't know, green
there you
tea,
go.
you know,
Yeah.
whatever.
Green
Like,
tea, Kit Kat, all that.
yeah.
Yep.
So that's actually pretty cool. If you want to stop by and grab a different kind of candy too, while you're at a different kind of drink,
Exactly.
Jawbreakers. That's where the name came from. Mike, man, I appreciate you, man.
Daniel, the honor. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So people, yeah, downtown Utica, Jawbreakers cards on Instagram, Facebook. Find out when those tournaments are happening. They have plenty of sports cards, singles, wax, all that stuff, and candy, like I just mentioned. And if you don't know about that stuff, your manager is very good at the TCG. He tried to educate me on a bunch of stuff. I remember one time, and I was, you know, just asking questions because I didn't know about it. But you know, you guys are selling a whatnot. I always appreciate, you know, the local card stores. We're lucky in Michigan, Mike. I tell people all the time, I leave the state of Michigan. I go to other states all the time, and sometimes it's hard to find a card shop. And in Michigan,
Yeah,
we have
you
a
don't have a
decent amount of
problem
card
finding
shops,
one. You don't
you
have a
know?
problem finding one here, that's for
No,
sure.
no. I mean, maybe some people might say it's too much, but for me, I like having options. I like going to different places and seeing, because I you never know what you're gonna see in a different showcase.
Every shop definitely will carry different singles, for sure.
Yep. That's and
Yeah,
that's
you'll
what
find
yeah.
different stuff at every shop, for sure.
And that's what I kind of look for. So I appreciate that. Mike, like I said again, thank you for joining me, man. I appreciate it. Guys, if you enjoyed the podcast, like I said earlier, tell a friend, tell a family member. Also, I'm on YouTube at Kane Collects, KHANG Collects. Make sure to subscribe there. I'm going to be opening up wax, picking up singles. I'll let people know about that. Instagram, the same thing. And as always, keep collecting. If you collect what you love, you can't go wrong. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.